Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Hi, I'm Marla from Central New Jersey, which really does exist, even though the people from North Jersey and South Jersey tend to deny that. I got my Jersey hoops on, too. You're watching One Funny Morning with Dina Blizzard. I watch every day, and I got to get my husband because he watches every day, too. And so does the dog. Take it away, Dina.
Okay, we good here? I think we're good now. Everybody should be able to, I can see there's a microphone. Now I gotta attach this other camera. Okay, we're still learning. It's fine. Everything's fine, you guys. It's fine. Okay, all good. It's very funny. Every time I'm like, boom, I'm amazing. I do something in a different order and it's like, you can't do that. Whatever. Look at these pretty flowers that came in. I must have been bored yesterday. I came in last night and this was set up real pretty. And Andrea, these aren't even your flowers yet. There's flowers all over the place. It's like somebody died, but they didn't. And it's just beautiful. Why don't people do that when you're alive? Why can't you just like pick a day? What if you could do this? You know how people say a lot of nice things when you're dead? What if you could pick one day where you're like, this is it. Like a birthday, but it's only once in your lifetime. Where everybody gets together, everybody sends you flowers, and your whole house is filled with flowers, and everybody just gets together and says nice things about you. you know how like when people die, like, you know, when Betty White died and there were all these tributes, everybody's like, she was amazing. She was a trailblazer. And it was so, I know I do have my manly voice on today. I would like yesterday, the last 2 days were a lot. So you sit at your own memorial service and people come up. You're like, that was so nice. Thank you for coming. Who's next? And that just, they would just funnel in. Yeah, no, I don't want to, yeah. Mm-mm. My day is today. Hit me with it. Please send me flowers and please tell me something nice. Mm-hmm. Right? Most of the days you're alive, people just tell you what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did that for my grandma's 90th birthday. It was amazing. Oh, that was nice. I think I would like it because, you know, I want a cotton candy machine and a funnel cake machine at my funeral. When Aunt Dina dies, I want a funnel cake machine. We should tell the young people. I've been telling all you guys. Who knows if you're going to be around. Listen, Dominic, remember? He is the winner of the planking competition. Got to tell the youngins. Funnel cake machine, cotton candy machine, and a bagpiper. At my funeral.
Bagpiper, does he have to like be wearing a kilt or is it?
What else would he wear, Dominic?
I mean, pants.
I mean, you're just talking crazy. Huh? They'll tell you everything you did wrong. Mm-hmm. I could use some flowers. Oh, I'm sorry. Your husband is in ICU. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you say?
They said they tell you everything they do wrong. I said, I think that's someone's husband.
Yeah. Can we request a snow cone machine? Can you add that?
I already forgot the first two.
So. Oh my gosh. Okay. Forget what I said. Dominic is unreliable. Where's Sergio? Sergio was the runner up. Hey, Avidy. Sergio was the runner up in the planking competition. I think we're going to have to go to number two because number one, can't remember anything.
I'm just eating.
Yeah. Betty Landers said, needing prayers today. I have to get a breast biopsy done. Betty Landers, I'm going to guess that's the opposite of what your name is. And we will say prayers for you. And all of the ladies. Is that your husband talking to you? No, Sophia. I am a single lady. And that is my nephew, Dominic. Dominic, you liar! Like that. That's him. We had a bagpiper at my dad's. You know, so beautiful. Right?
Wait, what?
I had just thought as we lost my brother and just kept thinking, I wish he could see all the outpouring of love for him. That's what I mean. That's it. We can use his. Thank you, Tracy. You're going to have to remember because Dominic won't remember. So let me get this straight, Dominic. So if and when the time comes that I die, you're going to be like, gosh, Aunt Dina said something kind of important. It was three things that she wanted, like a Snicker bar. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to be so mad. You're going to have like real dumb stuff like balloons. No, don't bring balloons to a funeral, Dominic. I'll be real mad. And circus peanuts. Circus peanuts I do want now that I brought it up. But those aren't the top three. Good morning. I have the Dominic You Liar button. Did you know that we turned it into a button? There's a button. So I got these, you know, those buttons from Staples.
Yeah. Like a soundboard or just like just like a one?
Let me say my words. Okay. You notice buttons, the easy button from the Staples?
From the Staples.
And you push it and it just, does it say easy? I don't know. That was easy. I don't know. Either way, we got a button. It's a red button.
There you go.
And you push it and you could record three sayings on it per person, custom sayings.
There you go.
And one of them was Dominic, you liar.
You say that, make it about Brooke. She lied about moving the trash.
She did lie about that.
Yeah, you have to.
But
have
you're the official liar.
No, you have to have you liar too.
Mm-hmm.
I've trademarked that.
Is that what it says, Denise? It says that was easy.
Every time you use
nothing it, in my life.
It's every easy. Time you use my saying, it's 5 cents.
Oh, is it? Wow, 5 cents. Well, that's me. Enough. You'll have enough money to get the funnel cake machine. I'm on Italy time. Oh, I wish I was on Italy time. Good morning, John Kensel. My mother gave the job to her grandson. He had to know exactly what blue dress she wanted to be buried in. Jim Wagner says, hey, Dominic, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Remember Jim with the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Technically, it's Jan saying, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Where are you going?
or go bike fixing and power washing.
Right? No, you can't. I didn't tell you anything yet. You can't go do anything.
I mean, isn't it just the house?
It is the house, but you don't know how the machine works.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? Tell me how you work it.
You put the hose into the machine, you plug it in, and then you pump.
Where's the outlet for the hose?
I'm sure I can find an outlet.
Well, you're not going to find it because it's all the way over there, and there's a secret one over here.
It's probably
why don't you go outside and go try to find the secret faucet? Let's take it one day at a time. Let's see how far you get. This will be fun.
It's I'll open this like window in the bushes.
Well, that's what she said. Stop. Just go ahead. I can hear you through this window. Go ahead. Pull everything out. Let's see how far you get. Exactly. Good luck. That's what I said. You could just exactly. Good luck.
Isn't it just in the she shed?
That would make the most sense.
Yeah.
Start the okay.
Is it unlocked?
Let's find out. Okay.
I don't really know how to use keys, so if it's not, it's not going to be good.
There's a code.
Oh, okay.
Go ask the girls what the code is. Do you have them there for free labor? Oh my gosh, get this. So Andrea, who's lovely. What is he power washing? Yeah. So Andrea, so great, and gave us a power washer. She's like, Dina, I'm done with this power washer. I said, girl, give it over. Because I don't have one down here. And the shore, you know, it's like, it's, you have to take care of the houses down here. Just make it nice, you know, because the mortgage is going to be long time. So we want the house to last that long. So this house is 100 years old. And, you know, a lot of things were done to it before we bought it. We did a lot of things to it after we bought it. But one of the things is it needs to be power washed every year. It's like mold and shore and whatever. So I had done the fence. I'd done the shower. I did this side of the house. But the driveway was real nasty because, you know, they built this beautiful house next door, but it took 2 years. And so over the course, there was like a lot of like nails in the driveway, just stuff falling off the house. So the other day I said to Jan and Brooke, I said, I need you guys to power wash the driveway. Well, you would have thought that I asked them for a limb. Have you ever asked teenage girls for help?
I don't know.
Jürgen! How are you, Jürgen? Wait, Wim messaged me the other day, and it was so funny because I was like, mental note, answer Wim. It didn't happen. I was running all over Jürgen. So I sent the fellas a gift package, and I sent it a year ago. I keep waiting and I'm like, have they gotten this package yet? And then Wim messaged yesterday. He goes, I don't know if I mentioned how Belgium likes to tax the crap out of everyone for everything. I was like, oh my goodness. I don't know how much these boys are going to. Why are you walking around without a shirt on? Okay. All right. Good luck. Do you have the code? Okay. It's not okay. You're gonna lock yourself out. Good luck with that. Sure. Yeah, no, whole thing. So, Dominic is so funny. Now, just so you know, I came down here, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, I like to do a bed check. I'd be like, that one. There were ones at work. This one's here. Brooke took the dogs out. Can't find Dominic. I don't know where he went. Gone. And I was like, where did this boy go? And I made some toast this morning. All of a sudden, the door opened. Here come Dominic walking in. Now, this is not on repeat, Lisa. This is happening now, which is going to confuse a lot of people when they watch it later. But if it's live right here, then we're live. Is anyone else? Are we stuck? No sound. What? Had to go out and come back in. I was thinking there's no way he keeps saying that. What? What is happening today? It's fine. Fine here. Huh. Today is like bizarro day on Facebook. We also doubled the number from 600 people to 1,200 people. I don't know what they told you guys. There's at least 600 people that are here by accident. And you guys should get out. Like, what the hell are we even watching? I think I just showed up in 600 more people's feeds for some reason. Like, what the? Why am I watching this for? What is happening? I don't know. Last night's live, too. That's so weird. It's like you were doing a remix. That's so funny. It gets stuck on a loop of the same words. Wow. No, dogs. Okay. All right. That's okay. People finally got the notification. I doubt. Here's Dominic. He got no shirt on.
I think he's like, I might find some old ladies here.
All right. Come here. Okay. The dogs are now crying at the back door. Come here. Oh, okay. This is upsetting. There's a lot happening on the morning show. Hey. Yeah, did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like the outlet or the thing?
Did you find the faucet?
I did it right here.
Yeah, but you can't use that one. You got to use the one over there, but it's on the timer. No. Yeah, maybe. Over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to... Okay.
Just keep talking. It's okay. I'll come out eventually.
Okay, so Dominic is the kind of kid that can't sit still. Ruby! Lulu!
I got the
whole thing.
So where was that secret outlet again?
Yeah, well, the problem is you have to... You have to disconnect the sprinkler, and I don't want you to mess up my sprinkler.
Okay.
Okay? We're good? Does Dominic reside with you for this week? Yeah, you just don't. Dominic, if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Dominic can't sit still. Lulu! I can't. There's just too many. It's too many. Too many things. Yeah, I know. I think I told him. That was stupid. So Dominic has been up since who knows what time. And oh, it's a pretty breeze outside. It's really nice. If I turn the air conditioning off, my whole family about to get up. Dom's mom went on vacation. She comes back today. So he's been up, and now he's just looking for stuff to do. Auntie, when we paint the bike? Auntie, when we do this? Auntie, and nobody else is up as a buffer? No sound again. I can't. Yeah. Is it chaotic more than normal, you think, dear? With just the addition of one dog? Colby! Hey, Crazy Pants! Colby! Lulu, why is she? Okay, bring Lulu back in the house. We don't leave dogs outside by themselves.
Okay.
She's. Do not touch the neighbor's house. Don't touch the neighbor's house. Paint the bike. So there is a bike here that's super old. And it's a fine bike, but it's real janky. You guys know janky? Janky. I think I got it off the trash. But there's nothing wrong with it other than it's real ugly. So I asked the family, I'm going to paint this bike. I'm going to spray paint it. I said, what color should we do? They said Barbie pink. So we got the hottest pink color of any color you've ever seen in your, it hurts your, you can't look at it. It's like the sun. So I start taping the bike up, like the wheels and the chain, so I could paint it. And my sister was like, stop doing that. Dominic will just come here and take all the wheels off, and then you can paint it. And I was like, I don't. And Dominic's like, with the most intense, like 16-year-old eyes, but like naked and like don't make any sense. He's like, Antina, I'll take care of the bike. Whatever you need. So there's another bike, inner tube, busted up. Every time you ride it, goes, I'm going to bring it over to the bike shop. Aunt Dina, I will fix it. And then he comes over and says stuff. Do you think I could take the wheel off of the bike to people next door? Like that, this isn't helpful, what he's doing. He was like, Aunt Dina, you think instead of trying to figure out your faucet, we can just use the water next door. No. No. Mm-mm. He can't even remember funnel. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after kids leave, you forget how... And Dominic is... Nicole has told me, she was like, Dina, he don't sit still. When he was... Okay, here's the best Dominic story. He's a kid. Nicole and I... Now, he's a lot younger than all of the other kids. Natalia's oldest, then Dean, Jacqueline, Brooke, Jan, and then some time, and then Dominic. Maybe 4 years. Maybe more. We're at my house and the kids are young and they're playing, right? And Nicole was always on top of him, like, Dominic, no, Dominic, get out of there. Dominic, I was like, listen, there's nothing in my house that he can break. Just relax. She's like, you don't understand. There's just a naked boy smiling. And I just, this is not like he got like a, I don't really know what I'm doing smile on his face. So I said, just relax. He can't break my house. There's three kids here all the time. They haven't broken it. Dominic's not going to break my house. So she's just starting to like chill out finally, right? This is years ago. This is probably 15 years ago. We're sitting there and we're chatting, having a glass of wine on the couch, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden she goes, do you hear that? And I go, no. She goes, you don't hear that. I go, I don't hear anything. She goes, exactly. Uh-huh, Kim, it's my favorite story. And she goes, nothing. It's the sound of nothing. And I go, yeah, it's fine. They're in the basement. She goes, where's Dominic? I go, probably in the basement. She's like, no. If all the kids are over there, Dominic's over here doing something completely different. And I said, okay. Oh, don't get to drinking of the dogs. Let's take a commercial break. Here comes Booby. Boob, come get something to drink. She's scared out of her mind because Dominic's outside. And then she's going to run. Look at her. She's like, I got to run. She's so funny. Do you think there could be a network where you just watch like dogs drink water? Just all the time. Yeah. They'll never dehydrate. It's just a channel of just watching dogs. I would tune in full time. I would just have it on a feed. All the time. You're a naked kid. Naked kid walking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, you're going to watch Kevin Nealon do stand-up? Oh, that'll be nice, Chris. So, back from commercial. So she goes, do you hear it? I hear nothing. And I said, I really think it's fine. So she goes, Dominic, where are you? He goes, in the bathroom. I said, see, he's just in the bathroom. You're making me. She goes over the door. What are you doing in the bathroom? I go, what do you think he's doing in the bathroom? What kind of question is that? She goes, Dominic, how long you been in the bathroom? I don't know. She goes, are you done going to the bathroom? Because I don't hear peeing. And I was like, is that where you are as a person? You just hang outside the door. She was like, she goes, open the door. He's like, no, thank you. And I'm over here on the couch with my wife. I'm like, you're being so ridiculous right now. Why don't you back off? Give him some space, Tiger Mom. And I got a whole speech, right? You got to take it down. You got to let your kids breathe a little bit. It's like, open the door. She opens the door and all yours. Oh, what have you done to Aunt Dina's bathroom? And I'm like, what did he do? It was just like a powder room. I'm like, Nicole, what could he possibly have done in there? There's not, it's just a toilet and a sink. And then I say, we do not make snowballs in Antina's bathroom. And I go, oh, what? How? And she goes, pull that stuff off the wall right now. I was like, I'm never going to go in that bathroom again. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Full snowball fight. I didn't go in there. I never went in. I shut that bathroom down. I never saw it again. But I didn't. He would have had that whole room just toilet papered. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I feel so seen by Nicole. You know what's so funny? Is you know how like you know your kid. Like, you can have a lineup of your kids. You're like, that one never shuts the up. This one knows everything. And that one can't wipe his butt without asking me about his seven. That. You know your kids. I don't need you to tell me. So Dean was always real dramatic. Real dramatic. So we would be out. We'd be out somewhere. And he would be like, he'd trip on something. Just a little trip. Wouldn't he lay on the floor like he just got shot in some World War II reenactment? Something rolling around, bandages. Where are you starting? This side. Yeah, well, why don't you move this car? Yeah, there's a giant car right there.
I can't drive.
You don't drive?
I can't drive yet.
You have a learner's permit?
I don't know how to drive.
How old are you?
15.
And you never pulled a car out of a driveway?
No.
Let's try it. Go get the keys.
What?
Let's try it.
I can't. I don't want to mess your car up.
You won't. You should see his face.
I literally don't know. I have no clue how to
You have no idea how to put a car in reverse.
Like,
push on the brake.
Yeah, but like, what if I mess it up and I get hit by a car? I don't want to get you into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still got to do this whole side. I just don't want you to get wet when I come around.
Okay, well then go get somebody that have Lulu pull the car out and then you can do it. You can't do it until the car's pulled out. I feel like this is going to end badly. What kind of 16-year-old says, I'm afraid I'm going to hit something. I'm not.
I have fine insurance.
What could he do? Don't let him, Dina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now this could get interesting. I don't have a kid. The street's a little close here. If it was my other house, I'd be like, go ahead, go to town. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. Watching how listen to his warning. He was like, I don't trust me, Aunt Dina. Yeah, exactly. I can't believe my kids are driving. Yeah, yeah. Jump the curb and pop a tire. Uh-uh. That's so funny at 16 that a kid hasn't pulled a car out. I would let my kids pull my car out. Mm-hmm. My grandson would have run for the keys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think anyone taught me how to drive. They just threw me the keys. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. My daughter's almost 18, has never been behind the wheel. What? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, he's power washing. He just, no, we're going to ignore everything. Okay. Okay. At least you'll have the video for the insurance claim. Brooke Blizzard. Jacqueline Blizzard. If the houses weren't so close, I would totally let them do it. The comedy show last night. Oh my gosh. God, can we just talk about yesterday's show? Jacqueline, can you come let Dominic pull the car out and sit in the car with him? Or you just come pull the car out?
Yeah.
No, he's power washing and the car's in the driveway. Okay. So can we talk about yesterday's guest for like 2 seconds? Because I loved talking with Michael Palasek. Just let me ask you this. Yeah, I'm calling Jacqueline from down here. She upstairs. How many people loved him yesterday? I think he is so funny. And I don't know him. Like my goal is to just find people that I'm watching or that I have come to just like start to follow or love and then invite them on the show. That's what we're doing now. And I had only seen clips of him doing stand up, and he's so funny and he's so deadpan. So funny. So he's on the show yesterday. If you missed it, go back and watch it. I had such a good time. And I just thought, like, watching it yesterday, because we were taking some of the clips and we're going to make like little promos and stuff. Just watching it, like, maybe that's like, because people say, Didi, you're just so relaxed. You make people feel like you know them. Like, I just felt like I knew him forever. So we were talking yesterday. It was so funny. And so yesterday, sexy producer Michelle and I were working all day, working on some videos. And then we went to see him at the Punchline last night. And he was so funny. His last name is Palasak. And hilariously funny. He's on the road. I believe he's headed to DC next. And then he's going to Memphis. He has a bunch of cities set coming up. So yeah. Go and follow him and go see him. I can't tell you, like, it was so funny. And so all the clips that I saw, so Michelle was with me and my friend Coleman, and Michelle was like, oh, I guess we'll see some of your like the clips that we saw, we'll see it tonight. He was like, oh no, I rolled a whole new hour. All those clips are old. And so it was, oh my gosh, it was so funny. It's so awesome when you can just watch good writing. Oh my gosh. It was so funny. Did you like it, Jessica? So as we are looking to book more guests on the morning show and kind of see like what would this morning show look like if we actually produced it in some way? As we're doing that, you know, people are asking, they're like, well, you're asking us to like send you like guests, and we're hoping to get like cooler and cooler people all the time. And they're asking for videos. They're like, can you send us a video? I guess they're like, you're asking us to come to your kitchen. So they want to know that you're real. So I was like, oh, I guess I should put together like, Good Morning Red, like a video of like some of the stuff that we've done. So yesterday on YouTube, if you get a chance, if you're not following us on YouTube, head over there to make sure you're following us on YouTube, because a lot of the videos that we're putting together are on YouTube. And we're going to be making some videos that are specific to YouTube as well, some series that we're working on. And so we worked on this reel yesterday, and it was just so funny because it was just like, I don't remember doing half this stuff. It came out really, oh, look at Crazy Pants. She's still asleep. Mm-hmm. So funny. So it was great. And he was so super, super funny. So it was nice. It was nice to hang out with him. So I know I forget all the clips that I have with Anderson Cooper. There were even more than that, but we had such a good time. And it's funny because I look back at that video with Anderson and some of those clips. And at that point that I was co-hosting with him, I had gotten to know him over the course of probably like a year and a half, almost 2 years. And it was so great because I don't know. I've said this before. Like, if I meet famous people, I don't have words. Like, I get real stupid and I just stare at people and like maybe back up or like against a wall. I don't know. I get real weird. And I remember at one point while we were taping that show, looking at Anderson. And like it clicking, like we talked every day, like we worked together. But like in that moment, like I remember looking at him and going, that's Anderson Cooper. And he's got the deepest blue eyes ever. And you're just like, this is so weird. I'm sitting next to Anderson Cooper. Then normally on the show. Like, so I was the warm-up comedian for the show. So we had a really nice rapport. But normally, like, they would be backstage prepping for the show and I'd be doing audience warm-up. Well, the day that I'm co-hosting with him, the stage manager, Sonia, who is a good friend of mine, she was like, all right, here's what's going to happen. So she was prepping me like she'd prep any of the other guests. And she's going real fast. She goes, now, Dina, here's what's going to happen. Anderson's going to do this. You're going to come around this side. You're going to go on this side. You're going to go on this. And she's talking. And so it's me, her, and Anderson. And everything's moving so fast. And I was just like, wait, say that part again. Anderson's like, Dina, we do this every day. I go, Anderson, I'm normally not back here. So if you could maybe give me like 5 seconds to catch up, okay? He's like, oh, I understand. Yeah, I worked with Anderson Cooper during my my warm-up days. And then before the show was over, they let me co-host with him. And so it was just such a funny thing. But I'm so grateful that I had like a time. Get out of there. You're a dirty bird. There's literally, oh my gosh, I'm going to. Colby Blizzard. Why is he drinking out of that toilet? There's literally a giant bowl of water. Oh yeah, walk right by it. Yeah, no, it's better if you go all the way to the back past the table and drink out of that giant white bowl. I can't. Cause he can. Mm-hmm. I can't. What could he be power washing? Cause that side is already done. I just don't know. They all know you watch the show here. You mean I watch the show here? I don't know what you mean, Tracy. But please tell them welcome to everybody in physical therapy. I hope you're doing well. Happy to do a shout out if you put me on the big screen. He does do what he wants. Wouldn't it be great if Anderson came on my show? Oh my gosh. Oh, I didn't even think about it. I'd be like, Anderson, I don't want to point out the obvious, but you did ask me to co-host on your show, so he's going to be on my show. Mm-hmm. When I called him a little girl, he like, yeah, that's nice. Uh-huh. He does technically owe me. Could you imagine just sitting around and having bourbon with Anderson Cooper? Yeah. Yeah, so funny. I know. What is he?
Dominic! Dominic! Dom!
Oh, I told the staff here you said hello and they all said hello back.
Dominic! Come here.
Hello, staff. I should have. What is it that you're doing?
Okay, but that side was done. Good to know.
I thought you said they didn't do the house.
They did up to this corner.
You said they didn't do it.
They said they did it. I did that a couple weeks ago. Oh. Yeah. Right, why don't you take the bike out and start taking the wheels off? Socket wrench is in the closet. Okay.
I feel like this is my mother. Diana can't sit still. Yeah. Diana can't sit still, and neither can Dominic. You got a cousin be like, Diana, make a coffee cake. Dominic, get the socket wrench. Diana, make a pudding. Dominic. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get on your show. Jürgen. Let's go back to Jürgen. So did you guys get the box? Did you pay $1 million in taxes? I need you to have your full outfit on. Mm-hmm. How many times do you say Dominic today? A lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. It's probably better if you just focus. So anyway, so he's got to take the wheels off of his bike. We're going to paint it hot pink. Put 105 euros. What? What? That is crazy. Di, make some coffee cake.
I heard you.
Yeah, you better get on it. You're already two things behind. Coffee cake and pudding.
I heard you.
Mm-hmm. Jürgen, I'm so sorry. You should have denied it. You should have denied it and sent it back. I would have sent it to you in pieces. Just pieces and then like pieces of a shirt, and you could have put the arms on. You could have sewed it yourself. Be like, this is not a shirt. It is not a board game. It is just a box. And then in the mail, I'd send you the pieces. I'll just piecemeal it to you. That is so bad. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Jürgen, but you're going to look real nice. Gosh, that's so crazy. Yeah, wow. All right, so where's that coffee cake?
I'm not making a coffee cake.
Diana, now. There's a coffee cake in there.
I did see
Dominic ate a coffee cake right in front of me.
How did he eat coffee cake in front of you?
Because Dominic would treat himself to the bagel shop, went to the coffee cake. No, I said there's a coffee cake right here from Trader Joe's. He said, why would I come all the way to New Jersey to have Trader Joe's coffee cake? You have to get authentic coffee. As if there's Irish people around the Irish Amish people around the corner just churning out. I said, you know where that came from. Probably Virginia.
Do you want a breakfast like eggs or
no, I already had breakfast. I had toast. I'm waiting for my coffee cake.
You just said socket wrench for me.
Socket wrench is in the closet but the bottom of the steps. All the tools are in there. And there was a wrench. There's a wrench right here too. I don't know if you know it. Mm-hmm. We can do Tipsy Tuesday on July 23rd. Wait, we're on holiday the day. Oh, this is going to be 3 a.m. You can't do that. There's no such thing as Tuesday, July 23rd. That's a Sunday. Okay, Jürgen. I feel like we need to A, go over the calendar, B, go over the days of the week, C, that's a lot of money in taxes. We should go over why Belgium is taxing you so much. No, I'll have you on the morning show. We'll have a special morning show with you two, and maybe we'll have mimosas. I had 2 mimosas last week and I came home and slept.
Did you already get the box?
Yeah, he got it. He had to pay $117 in taxes.
For that?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean for that? Like it's not worth it.
Well, but you need to think about it.
Yeah. The tax depends from the states. Yeah, Kezia. Mm-mm.
I never heard of such a thing.
That's awful. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to have the mimosa edition. Everybody has time for trinkets. Oh, coffee cake?
Coffee cake. It'll take too long to make
it. It doesn't take any longer to make coffee cake than it does anything else.
It's so hot. I don't even want to turn the oven on.
It's not hot. I opened these up because there was a beautiful breeze, but the air conditioner, I'll turn the air conditioner up. You're real, like, it's a lot. You're a lot. Oh my gosh. All right, you want me to turn the air conditioner up? Huh? The just put on the mini split right there. Yeah. My mom has pound cake with peanut butter for breakfast every morning. I want to be your mom. That's who I want to be when I grow up. Mm-hmm. Didn't he open and ask for his tax money back? Yeah. Did he open it and ask for his tax money back? That's so, I know, it's ridiculous. No, it's real bad. It's real bad. Have you seen the video of how dog drinks? Mary, the slow motion one? Crazy. So this guy, I don't know who does it, but somebody has taken like everyday things and will put them in slow motion and they'll show like a dog drinking. Let me see if I can find it. Right here it is. Hold on. Oh, it's so gross. Hold on. All right, hold on. Oh, here it is. Okay. Let me do this. Let me see if I can share this with you. Hold on. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Oh my goodness. It's so weird. It's so weird. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but it's so weird, you guys. Did you see it? Oh, you can hear me when I wasn't sure when, yeah. I didn't even get to drink like that. Yeah. It looks like their tongue goes backwards like a spoon. Right? Did you ever see that before? It's mesmerizing. Mm-hmm. So crazy. And it has a slow motion video of squirting whipped cream in his mouth. Yeah. Yeah. I pay for dog TV and I end up watching it more than dog. So there is dog TV. Oh, is it set up for your dogs to watch? That's really funny. Have you seen the one where the dog wipes his mouth after drinking? No. I figured it would be like licking ice cream. Your tongue would do that. No. Yep. Wow. Is it, Sherry, do you subscribe to dog TV for the dogs? And is it like videos of them drinking, or is it like cartoons for dog? Like, what is it? It's just not, is it like dog porn where they're just watching like, I don't even know how you would possibly, I don't know where I thought my do the free trial. No, I probably won't. You pay for this? Does Bully watch it? It sounds like you watch it, but what is it? Doggy style. Shut up. You know somebody got a show called Doggy Style. That's really funny. That's really funny. Mm-hmm. Cat TV is just birds and squirrels. What? I used to watch a breeder that showed puppies being born all the time. Yeah. My German Shepherd has no idea how to clean her mouth, so she constantly leaves trails of water breath. Are you telling me there are dogs that wipe their mouth when they walk away from a dog bowl? You can train a dog? I just tuned back in when you said dog porn. What? What? Is there a rabbit channel? I'm sure there is. Uh-huh. That's so funny. So funny. Anyway, well, Jürgen, we're going to have to find a day. That's so funny. Watch Dr. Pole. My dogs would lose their mind if I put squirrels and birds on the television. Yeah. My cat has zero interest in cat TV, but he likes your show. Oh, that's really nice. I am trending really high with cats right now. Depends on what episode you watch. There is watching dogs at the park or at the beach with nice music, or there's stimulation with peppy music and red dots that go across the screen. It's great. But you said you're the one that watches it. So here's Sherry. You're like, come here, Bully. Come watch these dots, because they say, oh, look at these dots. Let me watch it a couple minutes. Is it just like that, was it Pong? Or that you would just be like, ding, 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 like that? Because I could see you getting totally enthralled in that. Mm-hmm. I can start a rabbit channel. Wouldn't it just be rabbits just making more rabbits, making more rabbits, and making more rabbits? Mm-hmm. When the show's on, he wants to know if you remember him. Of course. I have his picture in my kitchen, Angela. Tell him. He's the only... I don't even have pictures of my kids in the kitchen. It's so funny. I turn on classical music for my dogs. One of my cats loves to watch football. He tries to trip the players with his paw. How we doing?
It's different.
Different. So we taking it down to the bike shop?
Nope.
Okay. I know. Who thinks of these shows? I think to myself, if they got dog, how do I not have a show when they got dog TV? You can't even put me. You can't put the show on the dog TV channel. You know how many cats love this show? Listen, if I could get on Sherry, who do I talk to at Dog TV? Now, listen, I'm not shooting high. I'm not shooting for ABC, Netflix. I'm not looking for a streaming, major streaming network. But you telling me I can't even get a meeting with a president of Dog TV when we have this many cat followers? Suspicious. Suspicious. I mean, could you imagine? I could be like the Pied Piper. How do we post a video for in the intros, Carrie? Go to onefunnymother.com/community, I think. And it'll say, want to upload a video? How does one submit for the Dog Cat TV Emmys? Gosh, if I could be eligible for an Emmy while streaming this show on Dog TV, I honestly can't think of a better, more like amazing goal. B, I feel like if I was gonna win an Emmy, that would be the only way. Like, there's no way I'm winning an Emmy for like human shows, but dog Emmys? Yes. I absolutely believe I could dominate on Dog TV. I mean, it's between me and apparently 5 red dots. And I have to believe that it's going to be a landslide. My dog ate his poop. I blame the morning show. Turned out it was the steroids he was taking. Wow. Angel, after all the big buildup I just did, and I was like, I'm positive I could win an Emmy. And you're like, my dog had diarrhea, and I was positive it's because of your show. Turns out it was the steroid. It was the medicine I induced into his body, not your voice. So there's that. Mm-hmm. That's an Emmy-winning show. Oh, what am I looping on? Mm-hmm. Just make the red dots on your face bounce around. Yep. Stupid rules. Out and back in. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I don't know who's joining me on which part again. I don't know who can hear me. The red dots are going to give you a run for your money. They are mesmerizing. Maybe I could just get like, dink, dink, dink. Look, Sherry. Okay, now who's not doing an amazing show right now? Dink. 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 Who's not going to get an Emmy? Now. Oh, let's see a better show on Dog TV than this. Dink. Dink. I must be special since it's been fine for me right from the beginning. Caitlin, it's just basically you and I talking and then random people just coming in and out. And then the lady with the diarrhea comment, she's like, I thought it was your voice that gave my dog diarrhea. So weird. It wasn't. That might be the best compliment I've ever gotten. Dina, you know how sometimes you sound like straight up like a guy? I thought it gave my dog diarrhea because, you know, it hurts me. But it turns out it was the major medicines I was giving him. It's like a steroid. And not your horrible voice or face, which, I mean, you could see why one would think, you know, first round, you're like, it's got to be Dina. I gave him diarrhea, but some further investigation, it was a medicine. You know, listen, you know, at some point, die going to be sick. She's going to be at the hospital. She'll be like, I can't believe you gave me a heart attack. Like, I just have taken on that I will be blamed. If there's something wrong in your life, Diana's life, Colby, anybody, that is my fault. That is where I am as a person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Di's doing. She spent a lot of time in the bathroom. She probably has diarrhea. Mm-hmm. I think I would watch the show a lot less if it gave me IBS. Well, how long you been here? I don't hear the baking of the coffee cake. We should have a separate camera. That every morning she comes down and I'm like, all the ingredients are there. Make a coffee cake. And she got to start from the top of the show and see if she can get the coffee cake done by the end of the show. Why did we not think of this earlier? A morning show where just an old Italian lady just starts cooking, top of show. Mm-hmm. Amber, I apparently will fight you for this job of being blamed for everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? I highly believe that I'll dominate where the words repeated. Totally confident. Really? That's really funny. It's delicious, Becca. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Game on, girlfriend. Yeah. Cooks all the time. Dottie, if I could just... Here's what I think. I think the most undervalued resources in America, two sets of people. Are you ready? Stay-at-home moms. Okay? Because you got a baby, but when you're done, moms need to... They need some, like, stimulation up in the brain. Like, if you're home all day... So like when we were running our company, it was always stay at home moms, drop your kids off. Mm-mm. I just saw it glitch. Drop your kids off, get a couple hours of work done, pick your kids up. Boom. Amazing. The other second most valuable resource, old ladies. Old ladies. They don't want the full time work. I don't want to be taking care of anybody's kids. I'm tired. I don't want them. They can come over for a little bit, do arts and crafts, have some coffee cake, then go home. But you'd be like, come on over. I got a project. Old people love project. What kind of project you got? I'm in for a project. Jessica, the unblocking of Holly has commenced. We put Holly in touch with Stephanie and they are working on it. It's not on Facebook. I tried to find it and I can't. It's something to do with StreamYard now. We're stuck. But I think she can hear us. I'm not sure. I got to check with Stephanie. So, but I think that would be great. As if Diana would make something every day. So yummy. Mm-hmm. Could I blame you for not doing anything but watching in the morning? Yes, Diane. As long as you don't tell me that you take me in the shower with you. I still remember the day that everybody told me that. It's highly upsetting. Highly upsetting. And it started with my mother. Remember? She kept putting her phone in a bag, plastic bag. What are you doing? It was when I was at her house. Well, remember? I was at her house and I went to find her. I was like, where is she? And I went to find her and I could hear myself through the bathroom door, but I heard the shower on. So I thought that she had the phone like on the sink. I said, you listen to the show while you're in the shower? Uh-huh. Yeah, you just got out of the shower with me. That's what I'm saying, Kimberly. Don't tell me that. And then she goes, no, it wasn't on the sink. I was like, it sounds like it was literally in the room with you. She goes, it was in the shower with me. And I was like, you mean it was in the bathroom, in the shower? And that was upsetting. I said, what do you mean you're taking me in a shower? She said, why do you think this is in a bag? I said, because you're old and weird. She goes, no, I take it in the shower. What? That's fine. I'll sit on the hamper in your bathroom, Kylie. Totally fine with that. Then I go to try to come watch you in the shower. Now just stop it. Stop it. I hope you're uncomfortable. All those people that say to me that I'm the judge, I'm gonna remember. And when I see you, I'm gonna be like, how you doing? Yeah, I'm gonna creep it out. It was weird, Barbara. Yeah. I have you on outside of the shower, on the bed. Fine. I'm fine. I have a speaker on the shelf that I just connect to. But bring in a waterproof speaker. Fine. But if I can see you, if I'm looking at you right now, look, anybody in the shower? Oh, how you doing, girl? You look good. See, uncomfortable. I will creep back. So funny. You're on the edge of my counter. You can't see anything. Oh, can I? Oh, wait a second. You guys are so weird. This is such a weird job. But I do have you in my bed every morning. Girl, I've been waiting for you to say that because I'm coming to your house. Oh, you can have me in your bed. Judy's literally the only person that could have said that to me. I have you in my bed every morning. Oh, Judy, you wait. Judy, you think I'm sleeping in the shed? Oh, girl. Talk about having me in your bed. This got weird. A lot weirder than I thought it was going to sound. How do people not run the front? They all apparently have me in a plastic bag. Oh, I hope it's looping again on the part about Judy. I hope that it feels like Facebook is picking the worst possible things I could be saying and looping them. That's what it. I have no idea what's going on. Heather, it's probably better that way. Probably better. Anyway, it did. You've been in my bra when I walk the dogs. Well, this is just such an uncomfortable conversation, relationship. That's a, oh, I have you in my bed every morning. Somebody's how it looped. Of course it did. Judy said she gonna be your bed buddy. So funny. Well, the countdown to Saskatoon is on. Where do you want people when they watch you? I don't know. I thought we were having coffee together. This is what, yeah. So funny. Where did Di go? I don't know. I think she's making coffee cake. I'm outside smoking. Robin, you shouldn't smoke. I have to say it because I like you as a person. So I'm going to just say it. You're in the office. Fine. I know everybody's watching at different places because you always have to keep in mind that for a lot of people in California, it's 5:30 in the morning. So I appreciate you. So funny. So that's it for today. It's Thursday. Girl, we made it to Thursday, also known as Friday Eve. I hope you have some fun things planned today. I'm going to try to, I go back to bed, Octavia. That's what I want to do. I'm going to go check on Dominic. Maybe I'll take some pictures before and after, yada, yada. But it's going to be a Barbie bike inspired by the movie. So thanks for watching. As always, like Judy says, do something nice for yourself. And that's it. Have a great day, everybody, and a blessed day. And I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow morning. So thanks for watching. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey, guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.